This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Today's International Pet Day, so you know what that means.
What?
It's going to be an awesome day on social media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good point.
Are you going to post?
Yeah, I probably will.
Ryder.
Listen, I love being a dog owner. My relationship with my dog, Gordon, brings me an abundance of joy on a regular basis.
What about Stan?
Yeah, he's absolutely terrific, too. Listen, the reason I got a dog, or one of the main reasons, was I was having some panic attacks when my daughter would get picked up by her mom. And her mom's terrific. I know she's going to a safe house.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I didn't have to deal with that. But I was still, I don't know if it was just something instinctual, like my...
You're like, that, I want to take care of this person, and now she's not in the house, so you kind of panic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were rough. They were like 10, 15 minutes of just like really deep, dark moments that I'd have a rough time pulling myself out of. And I was aware enough to realize what was going on, and I tried to kind of, you know, pinpoint it exactly, and decided that maybe if I had something to take care of in the house... that would help. And it washed away that anxiety immediately. So I don't think Gordy will ever know what he did for me.
No, of course not.
And I just feel like I owe him a great life for the rest of his life. And so, yeah, International Pet Day or whatever. Awesome. If I forget to post a picture, though, I don't love him any less.
Here, I'll take your phone. I'll do it. I'll do a collage.
Okay, you can be the collage person.
It's my favorite day of the year. Do you ever just stare at your pet, though, and just think... Oh my gosh, you're perfect. They don't care. Their back is turned to you. They're doing their little sploot.
They're licking their bee hole.
Yeah, you're just like, you're such a perfect baby angel. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Man, people sure like when you get emotional.
What?
Everyone's crying on the text line. You just have this way of like really hitting people in the feels.
It's exhausting.
Isn't it?
I'm here for the fart jokes.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that's what I want to be
Ryder,
known for,
no.
Not the emotional stuff.
People roll their eyes when you do that stuff. They like when you get deep, because you have it in you. You're a poet.
Why are kids like farts?
Why?
Because you're proud of your own, but other people's are gross.
Okay, that's actually really funny.
See, that's what I'm here for. Let's go.
No, but we were talking about why you got your dog. Today's International Pet Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made everyone cry that also owns animals. And they get it. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats.
I was going to say, I can't wait to get home and kiss his little forehead. But I don't want to do the emotional stuff anymore.
You have to hold them so tight.
Fart joke guy.
No, you're not fart joke guy.
Why wasn't Steve Jobs allowed to fart at home?
Why?
He didn't have Windows. Mercury is in retrograde. You were saying, and I quote... Yeah, scientists are even saying that, blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, okay, maybe not scientists, but experts. Astrologists.
There we go. Let me read what I found online. The concept of Mercury retrograde comes from astrology, not science. In astrology, it is believed that when Mercury is in retrograde motion, it can lead to communication issues, misunderstandings, and problems with tech.
Yep.
However, from a scientific perspective, the apparent retrograde motion of Mercury is simply an optical illusion caused by the relative positions of speeds of Earth and Mercury as they orbit the Sun. There is no scientific evidence to support the idea that Mercury retrograde has any impact on human affairs.
You must feel pretty good about yourself right now.
I do.
All right, then explain this. Yesterday, my Shopper's Optimum card wouldn't wipe.
Swipe?
That's what I meant to say.
What are you trying to do with that card?
My headphones at the gym weren't working. Yeah, maybe I'll add a little humble brag in there. I was at the gym yesterday. What else wasn't working? My computer wouldn't log me in. My password didn't exist anymore, apparently. Odd way to tell me I'm fired, but okay. What else went wrong? That's it. But still, that's enough to drive someone a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
Like, why?
You were saying you had a conversation with my ex-wife, too, and she was going through it. And she's not big into the astrology game.
No, she's not. So I sent her a picture of me, like, giving the middle finger to the camera, just being like, nothing's working, because I was frustrated. I wanted to vent.
You didn't think that she'd get the wrong idea of you just sending the middle finger?
Well, it was a Snapchat. So, like, those are the types of things you send on Snapchat, right? With a little caption on it.
That ain't it, but...
Okay, but I wasn't, like, giving the finger to her. It was like a, help me, I'm so frustrated. And she wrote back being like, oh my gosh, all of our work computers are on the fritz. And then she's like, we were trying to book our flights to Mexico. Apparently there were no seats available. Like, how is that even possible? It's a thing. Once you start thinking about it, you realize it. Like, look at the text line. R wrote in saying, yeah, my effing printer won't work.
Yeah, but
and
printers,
it's new.
Printers never work.
She then goes on to say, our Wi-Fi hasn't been working. Taylor just wrote in saying, my computer has been on the fritz this week. It's a thing.
Okay, well, read the other comments as well,
okay,
then.
Okay, there's one other person that said everything's working fine.
Pierce says, all things considered, it's been a pretty good week.
Okay, well.
EJ says, zero tech issues.
Well, check your printer. I bet it's not working.
Mike says, had no problems this week.
Oh, like, my gosh, because.
I'm just showing you that, like, yeah, tech issues come up all the time. I don't think blaming it on the...
Okay, so here's the thing. This is how I know it's legit. When my computer wasn't working the other night, I didn't even bring this part up yet. It was glitching. I have video evidence of this, okay? I was texting with our engineer, and I said, is it Mercury in retrograde? He said, honestly, Lisa, I'm starting to believe this stuff because he's been so swamped with tech issues.
Carpenter Corey hit us up and said, user error. Matt says, all my tech is perfect.
Have we tried turning Lisa off then back on again? Yeah. Let's try that. Plug her in.
It is interesting, but I think it's one of those things, like, speaking honestly, this is my real opinion on this.
Okay.
That, like, you're hyper aware of these things, and so when they happen, you're like, see?
So you're telling me when Mercury's out of retrograde as of the 24th, if something goes wrong on the 25th, I wouldn't even think anything of it?
You wouldn't piece them together. You wouldn't be like, oh, and my digital camera wasn't working, you know?
Well, those take, like, those, like, thick batteries.
Yeah.
Those are handy. So I don't know if that would ever be the case.
But all I'm saying is that, like, you wouldn't associate tech issues with other tech issues from a week ago if we weren't in retrograde, but they still happen.
Okay. Now, that's just the tech side of things.
Oh,
when Mercury's in retrograde, there can be miscommunication in relationships. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a romantic one. It could be you and your boss. It could be coworkers. It could be family. All right? Let's dive into that text line.
No,
let's hear from you now, Carpenter Corey. How is your relationship?
No, we don't ask our listeners that.
How you doing? Is everything all fine and dandy? Probably not.
Again, relationships are like one of the trickiest things to deal with in the world for people.
Especially.
And outside of retrograde, there are... Oh my God, I'm done.
It's Linky.
And what you gonna do when the Hulkster and his Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Yeah, I kill me.
Ryder and Lisa's Nostalgia.
Brought to you by Sweet Convenience.
Only on Play 107.
All right, we both came up with a list of four things that should unlock a memory for you. And then you just vote on the text line at 780-784-7107. Which one hits you in the feels harder?
Yep.
Everyone that votes is qualified to pick up that gift certificate to Sweet Convenience.
You want me to start?
Sure.
Wearing your best outfit to impress your crush at a school dance, then completely ignoring them the entire time.
Because you're nervous?
Yeah.
Squishing a dandelion in between your fingers.
I don't know about this one. We'll see. Venetian princess. Do you remember Venetian princess? She had a bunch of parody songs, like Outer Space to the tune of Poker Face.
I don't know.
Can't deny that I am really from outer space.
She was like the next Weird Al Yankovic, just not as good. But, like, everybody was watching Venetian Princess.
All right, that was a good one, but I think this one's actually going to bring it home, even though I still have two more after this.
We'll get to it then.
When you got popsicles at soccer practice instead of orange slices.
Good one.
Yes!
Your mom or dad threatening that they'll pull the car over when you were misbehaving.
Asking your friend in class to write you a note and then folding it into a little triangle.
And my last one is that white casserole dish with the blue flower design on the front and the glass lid.
And my last one is the confidence you felt when you started to choose your own outfits in elementary, and they were absolutely unhinged. All right, let's spitfire them quickly so people can get serious about their vote. Go.
Wearing your best outfit and to impress your crush and then ignoring them at the school dance. Venetian princess, your parent threatening that they'll pull the car over, and the white casserole dish with the blue flower design.
Squishing a dandelion in between your fingers, getting popsicles at soccer practice, asking your friend to write you a note in class and folding into a triangle, and that confidence when you started choosing your own outfits in elementary.
Five simple words, $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Katie, were you listening yesterday when we gave away $1,000?
I sure was.
Oh my gosh, we've never done it 2 days in a row, so let's try our best to make history. Are you feeling confident this morning, Katie?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, so to those of you who are maybe listening to this for the first time, we play the 1K Wordplay every weekday. And Katie's going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the studio, not hear round one, where the other host will give her five words. Katie's going to tell them the first word that comes to mind for each. She's got 25 seconds to do so. We'll invite her teammate back in for every word that matches with Katie's. It's $25 in her pocket. If all five match, it's a grand. Katie, who is your teammate this morning?
Let's go with Ryder today.
Get out of here.
All right.
Woohoo! Let me get my timer ready. All right. Ryder has left the room. Katie, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Best of luck, all right?
Okay.
What comes to your mind when I say milkshake?
Strawberry.
Pillow.
Bed.
Laces.
Shoes.
Lawn.
Grass.
Parrot.
Bird.
Great answers. Short and sweet. Let's get Ryder back in here. Ryder, what did I tell you about eating food in the hallway?
I can't help it.
You need to be talking right now. And Katie was quick. We're giving away some money this morning. Can we do it 2 days in a row, though? Can we give away a grand again? I hope so.
Okay, I really do need to stop eating.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Then you have to share.
Or share, exactly. Ryder, what comes to mind when I say lawn?
Grass.
$25, Katie. Laces.
Shoes.
$50. Parrot.
Two words that come to mind.
What do you think Katie would have said?
I'm going to say talk.
Bird.
Damn, that was
that
my
the other word?
Word.
It's okay. We're at $50. Let's keep it going. What comes to mind when I say pillow?
Sleep.
Bed. Last but not least, let's try and send Katie home with $75. What comes to your mind when I say milkshake?
Milkshake. Drink?
Strawberry.
All right.
You know, we tried. You still won. You're not on the wall of shame this morning, Katie. So congratulations. You picked up $50.
I'll take it. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50. The first thing I did think about when you said milkshake was, like, boys to the yard.
I know. So did I. When I wrote it, I kind of, like, laughed to myself. I was like, huh, what if they say yard?
If you owned an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, SE 7, or 7 Plus smartphone, you might be eligible to get some money.
How much money, though?
Well, I think it's $150 per person.
Nice.
It's under a Canada-wide class action settlement worth $14.4 million.
What was the problem?
Apple's paying out. It had something to do with like the iOS 10.2.1.
Okay. So like an update that just made your phone not work?
Yeah, it like crashed out your battery. It, you know how everybody was saying like, yeah, it feels like every time I do an upgrade or whatever.
Things stop
working. An update. Yeah, my phone starts getting crappier.
Yeah.
And like takes longer to load things.
The battery dies faster.
Yeah, that was shown as a thing with one of these specific updated
I'm glad that they
versions.
Like got to the bottom of that because we all knew it was a thing and nobody was really like,
yeah.
We were just like, I guess away she goes. So the fact that people were like, no, we want to be compensated for this
nice
in some way.
That somebody's like having everyone's back,
yeah.
The public's back.
Okay, so a reminder that you can be compensated if you own a certain product through Apple?
Yeah, Apple, like if you own an iPhone 6 or 7.
How do you get your money from
And you updated to the iOS 10.2.1 before December 21st, 2017.
Oh, what? Okay, I don't remember what I did yesterday.
You're eligible to get in on this $14.4 million, which will equal, I think, $150 per person.
Time for our top five countdown.
At number five for life hacks that you should know about, spend an hour finding something in your house. When you're done, put it in the first place you looked.
Put it in the junk drawer.
That if that's the first place you looked.
Okay, next.
At number four, always write down momentarily good ideas. Don't lean on your memory.
Oh my gosh. When I went to bed last night, I was like, oh, this will be such a good topic tomorrow on the show. I'll remember it. And I just kept saying it over and over and over again, being like, there, nailed it. No idea. Didn't write it down.
It's great. At number three for life hacks, you've discovered that everyone should know that people are sharing online. You have an emotional bank account, just like your money bank account. Use it wisely and don't waste time on people or things that aren't worth it.
Oh my gosh.
Number two, want to do something you're avoiding? Point at it.
What?
Point your index finger at the thing that you're avoiding doing that you know you need to do and just hold it there. Your brain will get so annoyed and it'll make you do it. It works for household chores, homework, computer. Point at stuff and then get it done. And at number one, if you get something that comes with a unique charger or power cable, label it for what it's for.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart. We all have that one drawer or bin with
full
just a bunch of cords and you're like, no idea what this is for.
Or when you have something and you're looking for the right cord for it and you're just fail. What's your like absolute dream job? Like if you could do absolutely anything.
Oh, man, that's such a tough question for me because I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, you've got it already. Cool.
I actually don't know if I'd be good at anything else.
I could think of like...
Not even good at this.
5 to 8 other shows I'd rather be on in the city.
Ryder, that's not funny. You have to say just kidding after things like that.
I'm just kidding.
I know what your answer is, though.
What is it?
Golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's obvious.
I don't even know, though, if being a professional golfer... It is the answer because the pressure. I feel like I'm really bad. Like when the game's on the line.
Yeah, you would be, your cortisol levels would be through the roof if you weren't winning. Yeah, you'd cry on the golf course probably.
But like if you could be one of the contenders for the Masters, which gets going today's caddy, and you just get to be in that peaceful setting and plus you're competitive.
Peaceful.
Well, yeah, you're.
I feel like that would be.
No, birds are chirping. The breeze is slightly tickling your. Backside. I mean, you probably have pants on, so never mind that, but you're tickling your neck and you're.
Yeah, but it's your job to like tell them what to do next.
Yeah, I know, but you could.
What if you're wrong?
Know what to do. Simple as that. And then if they do it wrong, it's their fault.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I wonder if anyone listening has their dream job. Like, are you so happy?
Just thriving.
I feel like everyone's burnt out, though, to be perfectly honest. I think more and more people are getting more of a workload, but not getting paid more. Like, that seems to be the common
thing
in, like, my group chats, for sure. Like, so you got to have those boundaries so you can still enjoy your job, right?
Exactly.
Hit us up if you do currently have your dream job, though. We'd love to hear that. The Masters.
Yeah. You want to talk about that with me?
So... It's officially happening today. When does it end? Sunday?
Yeah, it wraps up Sunday.
I know that you love to bet on stuff like this, so who are you going with?
Will Zalatoris is his name. That's my my pick this year. He's the guy that looks like Happy Gilmore's caddy. And everybody like makes the joke that was like, that was Happy Gilmore's caddy. A lot of people believe that rumor for a while. He's just got the nicest swing I've ever seen.
Okay, does he also have veneers? Because something that I'm starting to realize is every golfer I know has fake teeth. Because they can afford it.
Like the big names, right?
They all have fake teeth.
Dustin Johnson,
Dustin
you were saying.
Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods.
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka. Who else? Oh, that older guy that always parties really hard after?
Phil Mickelson?
Yep. He's got veneers too. Look it up.
So, should we make a bet, you and me? You bet on veneers winning?
Because yeah,
those are some big names.
Somebody with veneers is going to win the Masters. Just you wait and see.
And like the guy I'm going after is pretty young, so he probably doesn't have those yet. My other fave that I'm going for is Cam Smith, who's the Australian with the mullet. Have you seen this guy?
No.
Absolute beauty.
He has a mullet. I love him already.
Like, significant and like a greasy blonde mustache. He looks like Hulk Hogan's, like, dumb cousin. He's awesome. Anyway, no veneers on him for sure. I doubt he even has teeth.
So if you have someone in your household that loves golf, just know they're going to be hogging the TV today all the way through till Sunday.
What are we betting? Team veneers versus no veneers?
Good question.
I got it.
What?
Toothpaste.
I was just going to say, white strips are really expensive, and
yeah,
I can
deal.
Really go for some.
Let's do it.
It's like $50 for a box of white strips.
Yeah, the players are playing for a green jacket. We're playing for white strips. A few days ago, we posted about just unhinged food that you eat.
Yeah, like what is your secret snack that you might get judgy eyes if people saw you eating
Yeah,
it.
So usually it's like when you're alone. Anyway, yeah. We just kind of like threw it up. Didn't really talk about it too much on the show.
Yeah, but we had it posted over on our socials and the comment section. Like, I just randomly checked the comment section this morning and we were laughing so hard. Like, our listeners are the funniest.
So, for example, an entire strawberry cheesecake is one of the answers that we got.
Yeah.
Following so I can find out what an unhinged snack would be, is what somebody said.
Someone wanted to get inspired.
Straight up boiled macaroni noodles with butter, salt, and pepper. That's a good one.
Okay, but there was one in particular that made me laugh so hard.
The Subway one?
The Subway
okay,
one.
Okay, I got it here.
Okay.
This is from Tasha. Subway. My kid can smell it on me. So then I have to take the garbage right to the bin outside, and I have to shower so I don't have to explain why I didn't get them a foot long.
No, that is the funniest answer because it's true. If you eat Subway, you smell like Subway for the rest of the day. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to like have something with a potent smell on it,
yeah,
like onions and stuff. There's just a Subway scent.
I kind of feel the same about A&W.
Okay.
But it might
be
the onions.
No, like one of my talents is I know the last thing somebody ate when I get in their car.
Okay.
Like I know the last drive-through they hit based off of the smell in their vehicle.
And like Subway and A&W are right up there for like...
They're the easiest ones.
To identify. Yeah, that's fair.
So we want to ask you, let's just get this topic rolling again because you're all so funny. Just be honest with us. What is your unhinged snack that you don't even care, like you'll eat the whole thing? To other people it might be kind of gross.
I had a buddy growing up and his after school snack was he would go and get one of those frozen containers of juice concentrate and eat it with a spoon.
The pink lemonade one was pretty
the
good.
Amount of sugar in that if you're eating it.
Yeah.
Like you make a jug of juice with that and then have a glass and it's still really sugary.
Well, it was so nice after school for there was a stretch there where your parents weren't home from work yet. You were home from school, so you kind of had the freedom to eat whatever you wanted. And I laughed really hard at one of the comments on our Facebook page of someone that said they would just make icing. Don't you remember the day you learned how to make icing with just powdered sugar and you just eat a bowl of it?
Just eat some icing.
The best.
Yeah. 780-784-7107. What is your unhinged go-to food when you have the house to yourself?
Yeah, and no judging allowed. This is a judge-free zone, so go for it.
I think mine is probably I'll get whatever chips that I have.
Yeah.
I'll get a can of smoked oysters. I'll get the Tabasco out.
Oh, wow.
And a toothpick.
What is this? Is this something you set up in front of the TV or you're like over the sink?
Yeah, it's usually a sink one.
Yeah, when I'm alone, I'll like order in a full Famoso pizza to myself.
Yeah.
And like honey hot it up, roll it up.
And just eat it like a...
Just eat the whole thing.
Really?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things to do.
You're like, even your eye shape changed as you were talking about that.
That is a personal pizza.
Yeah,
though.
You like, were in a trance there for a second. I like that. The sandwich I make when it's just for me time is pretty deadly.
What's that?
Fried Spam with barbecue sauce and tons of pepper, and then you make it like a grilled cheese with cheese. It is tremendous.
Really?
Yeah, but when you're making it for somebody else, they're like, well,
yeah,
that's all you got?
Okay, so hit us up with your unhinged snack. I laugh so hard at this because it's just so to the point. Four fudgicles in a row. I don't know why I think that's so funny, but it's true. You can't just have one, especially if you're home alone. You go back.
For multiple fudgicles? I didn't even know that was allowed.
Oh my, fudgicles are so good. It's better than ice cream, even though it's basically just chocolate ice cream. There's something about a fudgicle.
Yeah, it's made with like ice milk, I think,
so good.
Rather than ice cream. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. They're not as thick. Peanut butter on a burger, Kyle says.
Did you see the peanut butter burgers with bacon? Apparently is like the most amazing combo. But we got a text from someone that said they make a cheese whiz and peanut butter sandwich, but they put it in the microwave for a couple seconds, so it's like melty and gooey.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that, but we did say this is a judge-free topic. We're not allowed to be grossed out by people's unhinged secret snacks.
780-784-7107.
Lots of cheese rolling in, like just cheese curds. Straight up, not even melted, not put on poutine, just the cheese curds. Nikki wrote in saying, when I was a teenager, I would just make a plate of melted cheese and just eat that.
I like it. Yeah, sometimes with the pizza pops, back in the day, I used to kind of squeeze them to get more of the, like, I'd open them halfway through once they started bubbling, and I'd squeeze them because I liked the stuff that ended up on the plate more than the actual pizza pop.
Jamal just wrote in saying pasta with ranch.
No.
Is their go-to. Catherine.
Listen, we're supposed to be a judge-free zone here, but I'm judging that one.
No, we're not judging. Peanut butter with mayo. How do you feel about that?
No.
That's a text we just got.
Don't like that.
Oh my gosh. I love this. This segment's making me feel sick, says Amber. That's so funny. I'm sorry, Amber.
All right. What do you got for us?
So this has been a lifelong obsession for him. He will get a slice of bologna, spread mayo or Miracle Whip on it, roll it into like a log, and call it a torpedo.
How many does he down? Like, have you witnessed him just go for it?
I try not to watch when it's happening. I don't think there could be a limit, to be honest. Like, it's
does he openly eat this in front of you, or is it more of a secret thing he does when you're not home?
He, like, will wait till I'm on the verge of, like, going to bed, and then he'll go downstairs and, like, make it.
Torpedo
like
time.
He's like a raccoon in the night.
Listen, when you first explained the snack to me, it didn't sound that interesting, but then when it got such a cool nickname, now I want to try one.
I don't know if I would endorse trying one. I think it's all in the bologna quality that you use, though.
Okay, good tip. Yeah, maybe it's a road I don't want to travel on because you just can't get back from it. You're just a torpedo guy.
It's a slippery slope, yeah.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.